with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. It's time to do some renovations, and Standard can help you out. Barbecue Bob, who we got on the live line?
Boy, renovations. My life is nothing but a renovation. I think by the time I'm dead, my house will be done.
Yeah, somebody else will really enjoy it.
Yeah. Maureen's new husband. Yeah, so we're gonna take the live line, the grilling line, instead of a fishing line. We're gonna go to Tuckahoe, New Jersey. Somebody I ran across by talking to our good friends out at News Talk 1400. WOND, South Jersey's news talk leader. Love those people. Right now we've got David Lavari from Tuckahoe, Lavari Seafood and American Grill. How are you, man?
Good. How you doing today?
Hey, first of all, I want to know who came up with that name.
With Lavari's?
No, Tuckahoe. Anyway,
I'm small girl.
I'm sure it's an Indian word, Native American.
The Taco part, that's a local Indian tribe.
Right. Great, in the area. Right. Awesome. So David has a wonderful story. Let's let him tell us, but give us a couple minutes on how this business evolved, and then let's get into seafood and what you do.
It's been a dream. My whole life to have one, and started out having pizzerias, and after years in the business with that, a local beer bar was available, and I decided to take it and renovate it into more than just a local corner bar, but into a restaurant bar with a nice outback area with waterfalls and everything, just for local people and people come down to visit Jersey Shore to have a nice place to sit, relax, have a cold beer, and enjoy some of our food on our backyard barbecue outside.
Awesome.
It's our indoor restaurant,
and it's called Lavari Seafood and American Grill. Now, what you told me when we talked yesterday was that it was a biker bar when you bought it.
Yes, it was. Yeah, so it took some time to get it from that to where we are now as a family establishment, but it's taking time, but we're finally there, to where it was. But it was, yes, it definitely was like worse.
That's very cool. So you specialize in seafood and some other cuisine?
Yeah, we got seafood from local, use a local fish house around here to get our fish from local fishermen, scallops, clams from local clammers, mahi, tuna, from the longline boats. Flounder comes from the local draggers.
You get mahi up there?
During certain times of year, the longliners leave right out, right here from about 15 miles away from us, right on the coast.
Really?
And they'll actually fish down. In the fall time, they fish down around the Carolinas. But as the water warms up, fish move up along the Gulf Coast. So really, by the August, they're fishing up off Canada.
Dorado? You're talking about Dorado?
No. They fish on in the Gulf Stream. They move up the coast during the waters moving warmer.
Right.
They follow the fish right up the coast, and they'll be up by Canada up there at some points in August when the water's real warm up there.
So,
then they'll fish right back down the fall time down off Carolina. So, but they come here locally, come in, they go out, takes maybe a day or two for them to get out to where they're going fishing and, catch fish and then come in. But, they'll set 30 miles of hooks in a night. It's not like netting, so there's no injuries to dolphins or anything like that. Whales, it's, the fish have to come and bite the hook just like we were going out fishing on a boat.
Nice. So what is a common mistake people make in grilling seafood?
I think it's rushing to flip the fish over on the grill, not having the grill. And another thing is not having the grill hot enough, because then either way, the fish is going to stick to the grill. And, especially when you're cooking more delicate fish like your salmons, halibut, things like that on the grill, they become really, tricky at times compared to like a steak type fish, like a swordfish or a tuna. So, and you always want to put like a little bit. We use in here, we make a roasted garlic oil and we rub on with our seasonings on the fish before it goes to grill, just to give it a little bit of nonstick surface before it goes onto that hot grill, you know. But that's usually where the problem comes. That, or they leave it on too long, and then you're drying out the fish, and it's like eating a piece of dried out charcoal.
One of the techniques that some people use to avoid the dryness is a brining process. Do you brine any of your fish?
No, we don't. What we do here is after, you know, we get it on the grill, we get on real hot, keep it smoking hot so the metal's white. Get it on there, get our nice grill marks. We don't fully leave it on there the whole time. We'll finish it off in an oven. But before we do it, we have a roasted garlic butter that we use that we put on top to add a little bit of moisture to the fish. That way we're allowing it to seep in. Another way, if you're just growing on the grill and you want to do it in your backyard, is, you know, get yourself, have some nice little thing of tin foil that you can put it in there, add the butter after you get the nice, if not, it can really dry out that outside of the fish. And then, you know, we've all had it, you know, it's the mother-in-law's house or somebody that thinks they're a grill master that isn't, you know, and you're choking on a piece of, you know, charred fish or yeah, burger, yeah, or whatever it is, you know.
I think there's actually a fish called char.
Yeah. yeah, there is. Yes, there is. That's true. Yeah. But that's one thing. You can just get, you know, like I said, get some aluminum foil, you know, put some lemon in there, a little white wine, a little olive oil if you don't want butter. I prefer butter because fat's flavor, let's be honest.
Right.
And then, you know, if you get the flavor of the grill.
Okay, if you just tuned in, we're talking with David Lavari from Tuckahoe, New Jersey, from WOND out there. He's a proud listener of the big talker out there, the news talk leader of South Jersey Shore, and probably a friend of Big Paulie's, by the way. When people come into Lavari Seafood and American Grill, what are the big thing they're craving? What do you hang your hat on? What's Ed hang his hat on?
I'll tell you, our in-house favorite is, you know, we're not just seafood. We use unbelievable meat from a local butcher we have a grilled ribeye at 16 ounces that we finish off with a roasted garlic butter on it. So you got that beautiful smoky grill flavor to it, and then finished off with the butter flavor to the steak and with the roasted garlic. That's our local favorite, like, you know.
But for a seafood, what do people brag about your seafood? What's the big dish?
The big dish that I'm probably going to say is we have a grilled mahi we do with we do grilled mahi, and then we have put it top with some grilled shrimp, and then we have a sauce that we make with some capers, lemon, white wine, tomato, finish it off with a little butter and olive oil, and then put that right on top with the shrimp. It's a wonderful dish.
That sounds, you know, really nice.
Yeah, so it's, you know, you have delicacy, you have some acid in there, but it just goes all well together. It's, you know, one of those things, but like I said, here around here, scallops are the biggest thing. You know, we don't grill very much on them. We do more of a pan sear with our scallops here.
Right.
We're blackened, but the scallops being where we are, I mean, Cape May is, you know, one of the largest port of fresh seafood in the country, and
really,
all the scallop goes here. Yeah.
Really?
So it's, the scallops are unbelievable. I mean, they are what lobster was 15 years ago. You know, that is where the money is. That's what you're paying for the best seafood. And like I said, scallops, you just can't go wrong. If you've never had a fresh bay boat scallop,
Hey, David, how do you clean it? What's the key to cleaning a scallop? Because we, at least in the Midwest here, they sometimes become gritty or grainy when you get them. Is there just a quick tip that if you buy some that you could look over to make sure that they're clean?
You know, the biggest thing with scallops is you don't want to ever let fresh water touch them. They're a sponge. So on the boats, if you ever got scallops, you know how they get, sometimes have that white water to them. And, you know, you'll see them in the supermarket or whatever. That's the scallop pushing off fresh water. They actually shuck them into a brine. It's basically a brine. It's salt.
Really?
Salt water. Yeah, salt water and ice. The scallop, when it comes out of the ocean, it's warm. It's, so you're bringing down the temperature, and Sometimes they just don't get in that brine. So instead of putting it in a fresh water, you know, put a little salt in some water. And, you know, that way it's not absorbing the fresh water to it. You're making it almost like a seawater.
That's like the money tip of the day. David Lavari, Lavari Seafood, American Grill in Tuckahoe, New Jersey, the South Jersey Shore. We got to go, but it's so great to talk to you, and I can't wait to walk into your door because I want those scallops, buddy.
All right, sounds good. We'll be glad to see you when you come in here. That's no doubt, and we'll definitely treat you well here.
Great. All right. I'll be bringing a big paisano named Paul Rotella with me.
That sounds great.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, David. Yeah, Lavari Seafood American Grill in Tuckahoe from News Talk 1400. He's a big WOND listener, man. So we wanted to give him a shout-out.
Speaking of scallops, man, we're going to cover a couple recipes in the next segment.
Nice.
Stick with us. We'll be back.